Welcome to the SoCal Classic Car Podcast. I am your host, Jason Marash, and I'm here with the owner and the president of SoCal Classic Car Storage, Dean Marash. Hey, Dean, how's it going?
It's great, man. It's my birthday.
Yes. He's celebrating a birthday today, folks, and that's also the same birthday as not only the Twilight Zone, but we found out that the Corvair also premiered on the same day as you were.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest car designs ever, Jay. I'm glad you shared that video on our Facebook page, because I think a lot of people realize what an amazing car that really was not. but of course...
Yeah, but it doesn't tip over as much as people think it does.
But I must say I have one, people, so my bad choices are pretty obvious. That's another bad choice. Oops.
Well, so this is our inaugural podcast, and, you know, we have an idea about what this podcast is going to be. This is really going to cover car culture in Southern California, particularly Orange County, because, you know, hey, it's hard to drive to LA and San Diego. So what we really want to do is get guests from all different aspects of the industry here in Orange County when it relates to classic cars, exotic cars, collecting cars, working on cars. I mean, so many different avenues can be found in this industry.
We may have to venture up to L.A., though, Jay. I mean, there's a lot of cool people up there with long hair and braids and, you know, just some, they look cool.
Hey, hipsters, we don't like cars, too.
You know? Hipsters like cars. That's right. So, Jay said it right. I mean, we're really interested in covering the car scene, but not just us. We want to bring in guests that have a interesting viewpoint from, you name it. Like, we talked about repair shops, paint shops, talk about junkyards, OEM manufacturers. I mean, you name it. We're interested in bringing in enlightening, interesting guests.
Yeah, and that's the key word, interesting. We don't discriminate, but, you know, we like to keep it interesting. We like to keep it fun here at the SoCal Classic Car Podcast.
Because that's how our workday is, right, Jay? Fun. Your father is your boss. What could be more fun than that?
A root canal.
Ouch.
I say that with a grain of salt. I mean, there's always great things about working with your dad that are
I'll give you about 20 minutes to list just two.
Flexible hours, and you get to yell at your dad, I guess.
You see what I mean? You see where this is going, though, right? We're going to have some fun. It's going to be a lot of banter. One of the things we really want to leverage is the young versus the old, and I think Jason's got that covered because he's in his 20s, and I'm in my, well, let's say I'm older than 40.
Well, you know, and that's kind of the thing. We've noticed that there is a transition in the classic car market now, and a lot of it is driven by Gen X. My dad is a baby boomer. He actually just turned 60 today.
Stop it. Why was that necessary?
but, you know, you see, you know, so many different people. In fact, even our customers here at SoCal Classic Car Storage are changing, getting younger. It seems to be that Gen X is really driving the market. So
yeah, we've seen some of our customers. Good point, Jay. We've seen some of our customers trade in all their muscle cars and go buy a bunch of exotics, or people all of a sudden buying Porsches and leaving their classics or selling their classics. So it's an interesting inflection point that we're in this collection business of what intrigues people and what is really coming up. And so I think the young people in Jason's generation, Gen X, and others are really driving the heat in the market, as opposed to my generation, which is probably starting to pull their Social Security, their 401k, and walking around with a cane. I don't have a cane yet. I'm wondering if that's in a couple of years.
Well, I don't know. We do work out together, but yeah, we do a lot together. Almost too much, really.
I agree with that. So the only other thing to say about this is we really want to reach out to the community and share our perspective and then gain other perspectives as we go along. But we want to offer a contrasting opinion. We want to keep it light. We want to keep it interesting and fun. So that's our objective. Let's talk a little bit about our backgrounds, Jason, so people know where we're coming from. I think that's important.
Yeah. A little bit about my background. This isn't the first podcast that I've ever made. This is about, I would say, my second or third podcast that I've made. I spent a lot of time doing public radio journalism up in Northern California, working for a small radio station up there called KZYX. And then I had a local music podcast up in the Emerald Triangle called The Found Coast. Unfortunately, that dissolved after the fire up there. But that's really where my broadcasting experiences comes from. And my dad actually does have some experience. He did take a voiceover class one time.
I think I failed that class. Well, actually, I aspired to be a voiceover actor because somebody said I have a voice for radio. So I took it literally. I don't think that's what they were talking about. But so Jason's got extensive experience to his point about in multimedia, whether it's in publishing or broadcasting or creating content for the radio and the podcast arena. So that's something I don't bring. But so he's going to be our technical expert, and he's going to guide us on this journey, and I'm going to be the ignorant old fart. Now, my background is in high tech. Recently, I was in marketing for about 12, 13 years. Prior to that, I was in the aerospace arena, focused on engineering. And then this current rendition of my career is a entrepreneur, where I started this business, SoCal Classic Car Storage, to cater to the needs of customers that are highly addicted to collecting cars and can't stop buying. And they need people like Jason and I to take care of their babies in between weekend runs down the Pacific Coast Highway.
How did you get into this business?
I didn't really stumble on this. I'm a big believer when you make a big change in your life that you get some white space. And so when I exited the tech business, I had a big opportunity with not only the package that I received, but I had time to contemplate what's next. And when you get to my ripe old age, you really have to be honest about, are you going to continue to grind it out on the corporate wheel, or are you going to take a pass at doing something else, maybe a passion? So my passion has always been cars. My passion wasn't storing cars, but cars has always been my passion. There were five kids in my family, and all of us worked on the cars. My dad always had 10 to 12 cars, and everybody was working on cars every weekend from when you were just knee-high to a grasshopper. So I've always been passionate about cars.
Oh, what's your fascination? What's the reason behind your fascination?
Well, I think I give it to my dad. When my dad bought cars, they were always broken. They always needed something. So you had to run to the junkyard to go get parts. You had to go to the parts store. But after seeing a lot of cars, driving a lot of cars, fixing a lot of cars, you really get intrigued about cars. And then you have this desire to keep many cars in your life. One by one is not enough. So in my case, I probably have how many? I don't know. 10, 12.
He has a million projects.
I have a lot of cars. It's embarrassing.
What's your favorite era of cars, and what are some of your favorites?
My favorites change. That's a great question. You know, I'm going to flip that around and ask you the same damn question, Jason, pay you back. But for me right now, my heart's in the late 40s, early 50s, and late 50s. It used to be muscle cars, probably not 5 to 10 years ago, but now I'm kind of over those. I'm interested in the Fins from the late 50s and the early 60s. I'm very interested in late 40s cars. I got a 1949 Nash Air Flight two-door, which is really awesome. And I'm just intrigued by, some of the designs and what drove those designs. Hmm. What about for you, Jay? I mean, you're the young guy in the room. What fascinates you?
Well, just like every one of my millennial counterparts, I'm really into 90s, 80s, early 2000s Japanese. Wow. Particularly like Mazdas, you know, the RX-7s. I really like the, you know, the Datsun 240Z and the evolution of that. I also really like Porsche. I really like the late 80s, early 90s. A lot of those air-cooled styles, that slant nose that we have in the garage is, you know, pretty cool. But also, I guess if I was going to go something older, I'm really into C2s. Particularly the 1963 split window Corvette. Right. That thing's pretty cool. But I mean, I don't know. My tastes are pretty eclectic.
I think that's one of the things about our business. People come in and look at our warehouse, and whether they're a prospect and they're interested in storing with us, or even a customer to pick up their car, they look around and they're blown away at the diversity or the breadth of the collection that we manage. So it's anywhere from a brand new Lamborghini or a Porsche, all the way to a nut and bolt frame off restoration Woody. So the more that you experience cars like that, the more you touch them, the more you move them, the more you're around them, the more you're intrigued, at least for me, by design of the cars. What motivated the designers? What were they thinking? Why is that fender the way it is? Why is that, you know, piece around the quarter panel the way that it is? I'm very fascinated by the lines on these cars and the design.
Yeah, you know, I always like looking at it as an aesthetic piece. It's always so funny because you have the designer, but then you have the guy who designed his own car, the custom car guy, and he sees the concept in a totally different, unique way. And that, you know, requires risk. And you could, you know, encourage a lot of shame from the classic car community, especially for those purists out there. But I always like looking at cars as just, you know, movable art. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, it's a great point. A lot of our customers also are collectors in general, is what I find. So they collect traditional art like paintings. They collect watches. But the beauty of the automobile is the ability to participate and enjoy rolling art and share it with other people. The problem with a lot of paintings in people's houses, very few people are seeing those paintings. But when you get out on the road and you've got a one of 400, one of the cars we have in our warehouse is a 1957 Brougham Cadillac, one of 400, just a stainless steel top suicide doors. And that car is very unique and very few people have seen it.
Yeah, that is a really, really good-looking car. You know, what is it about Southern California that speaks to car culture that kind of seems to be the car mecca?
Well, you know, for me, it's insane. There's a bit of insanity in it all, in that every day a car collector in Southern California expects to be able to drive their car. When it rains, it sprinkles. It's a you know, a lot of people go into serious depression and need to contact their therapist. So I think it starts there. It starts with the weather, but it starts with the history. Like for me, when I was a young man, my dad would take me to Fremont Drags and we'd go watch Daddy Don Garlitz and all these funny cars and all these Anglias and just some amazing cars. But for me, I think a lot of it has to do with this is where the car race scene started, a lot of the modifications started here. But because of the weather, I think it really drives an intensity you don't see anywhere else in the United States or maybe the world. What do you think? I mean, that's my view.
Yeah, I would say that there's a certain glamour to it, too. I think driven by Hollywood, a lot of, you know, movies, the beach, all the roads in Southern California just, you know, make it really great for driving. But yeah, the weather probably has the most thing to do with it because you don't have to worry about rust.
Yeah, and the ability to enjoy your car almost year-round around here. We get, you know, 10, 15 days of rain, that's it. It's never that cold where you can't go out and enjoy your car. So I think the weather has a lot to do with it. But they're clearly status symbols for so many people. Mm-hmm. And but I think for most of our customers, they have different needs on why they buy cars. Like we're finding some of our customers are buying some very expensive exotic cars just to take them autocrossing and just to race them. They're not really using them on the street that much. So it's a very nuanced car scene that has different requirements. How many of our customers, Jay, do you think are really interested taking their cars to the local car shows? A lot? A little?
I don't know. Maybe like a quarter of them.
Not that many?
Yeah. I think a lot of them are just kind of like for personal storage, personal enjoyment. But as far as showing them off, I don't know, maybe a quarter.
Uh-huh.
Three-eighths. Whatever fraction.
one of the guests we're going to have down here is Simon, who I can't think of his last name. He's the gentleman that runs South OC Cars and Coffee down in San Clemente. Jason's got us advertising on their website, but that thing has blown up. It's Saturdays, every Saturday from 9 to 11, and they're, how many cars are they getting there now?
Well, I don't know.
800, 900?
I have no idea. They just keep adding more cars.
So that's an example of the guest we want to have down here. He's got a great accent, and that makes him a lot smarter than me. So we're going to try to bring people with accents. I think that'll make a difference. Is it going to make us a lot smarter? Or? No, maybe not.
It might be pleasant for the listeners.
Yeah.
I guess, the final thing is just, our analysis of the SoCal car scene is, what have you seen compared to, you've lived in other places. You were, NorCal car scene growing up. What's different about, people here in the SoCal car culture and what's it like?
I think a lot of it has to do with what cars people are collecting, what kinds of vehicles. For example, this is a little bit off the beaten path, but a neighbor of ours, a very successful business, is Rebel Off-Road. And we'll have the owner of Rebel Off-Road here. They're Jeep outfitters. And when I lived in Northern California, I never saw Jeeps that were designed to go off-road in the sand, crawling on rocks. I never saw any of that stuff. Before I came to Southern California, for example, I never saw Porsches. I didn't see these 356s. I didn't see all the incredible exotic cars. So there is a tremendous amount of exotic and European cars that are here in Southern California that you don't see in a lot of other places. Now, maybe it has to do with the confluence of wealth that surrounds our coastline. I'm sure that has something to do with it. But I also think it has something to do with the weather and the ability to enjoy those cars.
So I think we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to hear us rant about cars. And be on the lookout for future podcasts. You can subscribe through Google Podcasts, through Apple Podcasts. And also you can listen to it on our website at SoCal Classic. What was our website? Text Joe at 30330.com. That's at SoCalCarStorage.com. That's where it's at, actually. And also, if you want to follow us on Instagram, we're going to be Instagramming the people that we cover at SoCal Classic.
Can I start calling you Joe Biden?
Yeah, you can definitely call me Joe Biden.
I think that'd be appropriate. So, thanks, everybody. I think we're just kicking this off, but we really also would like to solicit your good ideas on guests. So if you got any, let us know. There's ways to contact us on our website that Jason mentioned. But please give us some feedback. We look forward to hearing from you. We can't wait to bring in some cool guests. We've got some lined up, and we're really excited about sharing with you the SoCal car scene.